This is Ian Lee
on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Trisha's in Luton. Good morning, Trisha.
Good morning.
Let's muzzle all dogs, shall we?
No.
Sorry?
No.
What?
Muzzle the owners.
Why?
Because not all dogs are bad. I have two staffs.
Oh.
I've had one for 13 years.
Yep.
Who was a rescue dog. I've now got another puppy dog.
Oh, dear.
Another rescue dog.
Oh.
Who is only two.
Yes.
I've got granddaughters.
Yep.
I've got an 18-month-old granddaughter that absolutely pulls him to pieces. Now, I don't know his full background.
Well, Trisha, permission to speak freely. What is this second dog that your 18-month-old granddaughter pulls to pieces?
Another Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
Trisha?
Yeah?
That's really irresponsible.
It's not irresponsible.
Of course it is. You can't let an 18-month-old play with a dog like that.
Why can't I?
Because you say you don't know the dog's background. You've got no idea what that dog's going to do.
I trust the dog.
How can...
Oh,
Trisha.
Right. No, it's the same with the 13-year-old dog. She pulls her to pieces as well. It's not just my granddaughter. I've had children in and out my house.
Okay,
I've had family barbecues where there's been lots of children.
Conservative MP Anne McIntosh chairs the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs Select Committee.
I was attacked when I was out canvassing in 1987 by a rather large Alsatian. I did have hospital treatment. It didn't require stitches, but I did require hospital treatment.
What happened, Anne? Tell us what happened.
It was my first ever election campaign where I was the candidate in my own right. And I knocked on a door and the lady, the woman owner of the house, obviously thought that she'd secured the dog behind the door, and she hadn't, and the dog just rushed out and attacked me. And she was a very nice lady, and she was a Conservative supporter, I didn't wish to press charges. But I honestly believe that perhaps there are more that are not being reported, so it might be sort of the tip of the iceberg.
So did you say... Because, I'm not laughing. Because she was a Conservative supporter, you didn't want to press charges in case you lost her vote?
I think that might have had something to do with it.
Oh, dear Anne, you weren't that desperate for votes, were you?
I was a lot younger.
Most dog owners are saying absolutely no. The idea of muzzling all dogs is ridiculous.
That's because they're dog owners, and dog owners think that their dogs are special. And I know that my dog would never attack anybody because he's one of the family.
Yeah, a lot of people are quite naive. I'm going to play you a clip here, which I find fascinating. This is Ted, and he's with his dog Dylan. Now, he is so convinced that his dog is safe, he challenged me to do something. Just take a listen to this.
Yeah, you smack him.
I'm not going to smack him.
No, you just smack him like...
I'm not going to smack him.
No, honestly.
It's a nice offer, but no thanks.
I mean, you put your hand in his mouth, yeah. Anything. He's as good as gold.
I'll stroke him. There you go, Dylan. I'll stroke him.
That's my new ringtone, by the way.
On FM, AM, online and digital radio.
This is Ian Lee.
On BBC Three Counties Radio.